Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Collaboration. It's a tricky subject. If you say yes to people you like but can't really help you, you'll have a good time but will waste effort and attention, which means you won't have time to collaborate with the right folks. So how do you say no thanks without hurting anyone's feelings? And yeah, that matters. Think about it. How many stories have we heard out there from folks who have never worked with the person they're trashing? That's because something happened and they're still upset about it. As for a workaround, I mentioned this idea at the end of my post. Keep the connection, but change the structure. Invite them to a group you belong to. Arrange monthly lunch or lunches to touch base and trade war stories. That way, the relationship can develop without a huge time commitment. And who knows? Maybe a collaboration can be in our future. Now let's go to the dark side. What do you say when someone approaches you and they seem nice enough, but you don't need anything they have? A collaboration would be too one-sided. Instead of an outright rejection, think about how you can help. Is there something small you can give in the name of grace? Is there a recommendation you can make, an idea you can give? This allows the person to save face and also have a good story to tell others about you. As our prominence increases, folks will approach us to join forces more often. It's up to us to decide the role they will play in our business and our lives. Use some benchmarks, like the two I listed in the post, and if they don't match up, then decline politely. Our attention is worthy of protecting. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.